How to name a podcast brand. One of the most important decisions you'll make when you start a podcast is what to name it. Picking a generic or cliché-sounding podcast name can hurt your show's potential for success, while using your own name may not be enough unless you've already made a name for yourself. A good example of this would be celebrities such as Joe Rogan. This article will teach you how to focus on the important factors when deciding on podcast names for your new project. What is the importance of a podcast's name? Your podcast's name is crucial because it is the first thing people will see and hear when they come across your show. It's the first impression that you make on potential listeners. Therefore, you want to make sure it's a good one. Great podcast names can help a show stand out from the competition to its target audience, while a bad name can hurt the chances of having a successful podcast. A few things to consider when naming your podcast. When choosing podcast names, make sure to consider the following. Does the podcast name represent your show? When naming your new podcast, the most critical factor is to make sure the name represents your show topics. It should be something that catches the attention of your ideal listener and makes them want to learn more about what your show is about. On the other hand, you don't want to pick a name that is too generic or too specific, as it will be harder to attract new listeners. Audience growth is imperative for a good podcast. Is the podcast name easy to remember? You also want to make sure any podcast name ideas are easy to remember. If people can't remember your podcast title, they won't find it in the podcast directories or internet search results, which means they can't subscribe to it. The best way to make sure your podcast's name is memorable is to keep it short and simple without too many keywords. Is the podcast name available? Another thing you need to consider is whether the name is available. You don't want to spend time coming up with a great name only to find out that it's already taken. The best way to check for availability is to do a domain search and trademark search. You'll want to be creative when you are naming your own podcast. Be sure that you don't use the same title or a very similar title to other podcasts. Is the domain available? Domain availability is another important part of naming a podcast business. You will want to use the same business name across the board as part of a marketing strategy. This means that your social media accounts will need to match your website, blog post host, the podcast directory on Apple Podcasts and other similar platforms, and any other content you create. The last thing you want is your intended audience's Google searches to lead them to other podcasts or businesses. How to come up with the perfect podcast name. Now that you know what to consider when naming your podcast, it's time to come up with a name. Here are a few tips on how to come up with a great brand name. Brainstorm and write down ideas. The best way to develop a good name is to brainstorm and write down ideas. If you have a co-host, make sure they are included in the process. Start by thinking of words or phrases that describe your show. Then, come up with different combinations of those words and phrases. Don't worry if the name doesn't make sense at first. You can always tweak it later. Be sure to avoid common mistakes such as spelling errors or using special characters that aren't easily searchable on a podcast app or the internet. Some people opt to use a podcast name generator when they are having a hard time coming up with a name. Be careful if you choose this option and make sure you research the name you decide on. Get ideas and feedback from friends and family. Once you've narrowed down your choices, it's a good idea to get feedback from friends and family. Ask them which names they like best and why. This can help you decide which name is the best fit for your show. Google the options. Once you've decided on a name, it's a good idea to Google it to make sure it's not already taken. You don't want to spend time creating marketing for your initial idea and then realize that someone else has the same show title. Register your domain and trademark. Once you've chosen a name and confirmed that other shows aren't using the same name, the next step is to register your domain and trademark. This will help to protect your brand and make it official. Picking the right name for your podcasting efforts can be tricky. But if you follow these tips, you're sure to choose a name that represents your show well and is easy for people to remember. Why it's important to make sure your show has an exciting name. When you're starting a new show, it's essential to make sure that the name for your podcast is interesting and exciting. This will help attract new people to listen and make your show stand out from the competition. There are many shows out there, so you need to do everything you can to make sure people remember your show. A great brand name can help your podcast to grow and be successful. It's important to take the time to come up with a good name that represents your show well. So, what are you waiting for? Start brainstorming today. If you need help naming or branding your show, contact Fusion Marketing today and check out this podcast Q&A for free answers to more of your podcast-related questions.